This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The FBI is helping to investigate the cause of the Marshall Fire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and businesses last week. A barn seen burning early Thursday is thought to be near where the fire started. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley.
Well, it's pretty obvious when you drive through or see the video people posted online. I was there this morning. I'm not a trained fire investigator. It's really obvious where that fire started and what direction it went in.
The sheriff would not say whether the fire was human-caused.
We don't know that shed or anything around it was the actual start of the fire or whether it was secondary. And it's complicated, and it's all covered with a foot of snow.
Xcel Energy says it was asked to shut off gas to 14,000 customers last Thursday because of the fire. Most of them are still without service. Xcel's Colorado President Alice Jackson says restoring gas safely takes time.
As we move through the next several days, it's going to be continued hard work for all of us.
She says the process involves crews visiting each building twice to reset the system. Jackson expects to have gas restored to most buildings by tomorrow night. A new state law ends the time limit for victims of child sexual abuse to sue their abusers. That law takes effect with the new year. In 2022, Coloradans may find it a bit less annoying to deal with online subscriptions, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A new state law targets those automatically renewing subscriptions that can result in surprising credit card charges if you're not careful. Effective January 1st, companies will have to make it simpler to cancel an auto-renew contract, and they'll have to give customers more obvious warnings about how the renewal works. The same law also includes some new rights for customers of dating services, including notices about potential fraudsters. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.